Hi, welcome to the Barry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April, and we're doing things a little bit differently. This week, Jason, Natalie, and I each recorded about a 15-20 minute segment on our Thanksgiving, on how we're going to approach the holiday, maybe what we've been struggling with, how we're just going to move through this season. And find a way to not only survive it, but to thrive. So we all just were in the comfort of our homes. We sat down in front of our computers and we recorded without each other. And I gotta say, it is a little bit weird. It was weird for all of us to record a segment without each other because we're so used to conversating with one another. But we also felt this might be a really powerful way to make sure that we're each given space to just speak what's on our mind and to pass along what we feel is the most helpful, maybe tips, tricks, and tools to get us through what sometimes can be a really stressful season. So in today's episode, you're going to hear from each one of us independently, and we're going to see how it goes, right? We don't know what we don't know until we try it. So we're going to give it a whirl. If you heard something from one of us and it really resonated with you or you really enjoyed it, we'd love your feedback. You can send us a DM on Instagram. You can comment on one of the trailers that we're going to be releasing. You can send us individual messages on Instagram. Or if you're a member of the Barry Nation community, you can just send us an invitation there. And we kind of have this space where we can talk about podcast episodes in the community as well. So if you are a member, we can certainly continue the conversation there. And if you yourself have a trick, a tip, or a tool that you are going to be using throughout the holiday season, and you don't hear it discussed in this episode today, please pass along your ideas. We'd love to incorporate it into the support that we're going to be rolling out for the community really this entire season. So we, Barry Nation, the podcast is really about community. It's about learning from one another, growing from one another, connecting from one another, so that we can all build this perfect recipe for our life before and after surgery. So please help us continue the conversation and help us pass along different types of support to people who need it. Okay, you guys, well, without further ado, let's dive in.
Hi friends, it's April. We are so excited to officially announce that ProCare Health is the official vitamin of Barry Nation. We were introduced to ProCare Health at the first Bariatric Society retreat in San Diego, and we have all fallen in love with our product and with the people behind the company. Jason, Natalie, and I have all made the switch to ProCare Health daily bariatric multivitamins, and we are seeing huge results. We invite you to check out ProCare Health by visiting them online at www.procarenow.com and use the code BARRYNATION for 10% off your order. And you guys, this even applies to vitamin subscription services. So if you want your vitamins delivered every month or every 90 days, that 10% off is going to apply to that subscription. See what I mean about patient forward, patient centered? ProCare is amazing, and we are so excited to be partnered with them. Welcome to the Barry Nation family, ProCare Health.
Hey everyone, it's Natalie with Barry Nation. Wow, the holidays are here already, which is totally insane. And it can be very overwhelming for a lot of us, especially as we're trying to navigate our new bodies, our relationship with ourselves, our relationships with our family and friends. And so I wanted to just take some time to reflect and give you guys some tips for surviving Thanksgiving and other holidays. So I guess my first one would just be to take a deep breath. Let yourself calm down and really reflect about what these holidays are all about. Are they really about the food? Probably not. They're probably more about the family, the friends, the people that you're surrounded by. I know that's how it is for me. Holidays always have so much family time associated and memories associated with them. And so I know for myself, I always have to kind of take a pause, let myself be grounded, I guess, and just remind myself that it's not always about the food. It's really about the people that I'm with and being able to spend time and create new memories and traditions with them. I tend to get very overwhelmed about food and food choices, and this kind of just helps me regroup and center. So yeah, just take a deep breath, take a pause. If you're feeling overwhelmed, go outside, take a breath, step into a different room. I've gone into the bathroom before just to like zone out for a minute. And that always helps me. So just know that you can step away if you need to. The second thing I would suggest is bring at least one thing that you know you can eat. Bring something that you know without fail, that is something that you can eat and enjoy and not get overwhelmed about, you know, does this work on my plan? Does this, will this set me over? Will this make me sick? If you know that you can eat it and you will feel good eating it, then bring it. I don't bring a ton of things to Thanksgiving or Christmas anymore, but I bring enough and I bring what I know I can eat. So things like stuffed mushrooms or a cheese board, something as easy as that. I'm also making like some homemade dips and things that I know I can eat. So I think the other thing is just making sure that you have stuff in your arsenal to eat that you don't have to be overwhelmed about. I also wanted to, I guess, just take a minute and acknowledge that the holidays are a lot and they have a lot of emotions tied to them. It's my birthday. I'm actually recording this on my birthday. And so I always get really emotional about that because I love my birthday, but I'm also just reflecting about the last year. And then, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas have a lot of Thanksgiving and Christmas have a lot of sentimental value for me. My grandma passed away 2 years ago. So this is my second holiday season without her, which makes me really sad. And I have two aunts that also passed away quite some time ago. And I just always think about them. I always get overwhelmed with emotion when I think about them. And I think that I'm not alone. I know that I'm not alone in that. So many of you guys have told April, Jason, and I that we are all not alone in how we're feeling. And I think there's something very beautiful in that, that while your life experience is yours, you're not alone. So yeah, I just kind of feel overwhelmed with emotion, and my family also feels overwhelmed with emotion. So I think it can be really hard to go into something like this with so much emotional charge and also feel like you can focus on your needs and what you are doing and capable of doing and what you can eat and what you should maybe stay away from, as far as, you know, your stages. So just know that it's real. The overwhelming emotions are normal. And kind of a part of life. I think sometimes we think that, oh, we have this surgery and our life is just going to be totally different and totally like good all the time. But that's not the case. Life goes on, and we have to learn how to navigate that. And that's hard. That's hard for me to do. I know it's hard for everyone listening and watching. I don't know. This one especially has been tough. My family dynamic is different this year, a little bit. My parents are, they've built their house. I don't know. There's just a lot of different new things happening. And then on top of that, you know, I've had some work challenges this week. I was supposed to be on vacation. I was looking forward to resting and relaxing and all this stuff. And, you know, the first 2 days of my vacation have been anything but that. On top of the emotions that I'm feeling around Thanksgiving. So yeah, like how do we navigate that? Basically what I said before, I take a deep breath. I allow myself to pause. I tell myself that it's okay. I think sometimes when we have anxiety, our brains think, oh my God, we're in danger. Something is wrong. We go into that fight or flight mentality, right? And I have to remind myself, like, I'm safe. I'm not in danger. This is something new and uncharted for me. Or just that, you know, this is tough and I haven't been in this situation for a while. And then just taking it day by day, minute by minute, and allowing yourself to just handle things as they come. I also think that people get these expectations of how holidays are supposed to happen or how birthdays are supposed to happen or whatever you may think. And it never happens the way that you think. Like I said earlier, my birthday was today, November 22nd. You're watching this the day after. But yeah, my birthday was this week and I thought I'm going to do all these fun things. I'm going to treat myself. I will say I did get my free birthday Starbucks. So don't worry about that. But I was like, oh, I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to like, it's just going to be the best day ever because it's my birthday. And, I got some really horrible news about work. I do still have a job. That's not it, but some things happened at work. And, so I had to like clock in yesterday and this morning, on my birthday. I am not able to get my nails done because of other circumstances, you know, just things were just like not going right. And I do realize that these are very like first world issues. But it was still an expectation that I had, right? Like I thought, oh, I'm going to get my nails done. It's going to be the best day ever, blah, blah, blah. It's been an okay day. Obviously, I feel very like loved and appreciated. Like my emotional cup is very full. So many of you guys wished me a happy birthday. My friends and family all wished me a happy birthday. But it was still different. Like today is just not the day that I expected it to be. And that's okay. But I've had to kind of pause and tell myself, like, this was an expectation that you had, but it just didn't go that way. So now what are you going to do? Are you going to sulk and let it get to you? Or are you going to change your mindset and allow yourself to have a good day, even though it didn't happen the way you thought? That was a very long-winded way of saying that goes for the holidays too. We always think, and we watch all these movies too, right? About holidays and like, oh, you're going to have your family over and it's going to be so beautiful and everyone's going to laugh and just be so happy. And that might be true. That might be the way that it pans out. But if it doesn't, like, is that okay? Like, asking yourself, I think, beforehand, you know, what if things don't go the way I thought they would? Really ask yourself that question. What if it doesn't happen the way I thought it would? And obviously there are some things where you're like, this scenario would not be great. Okay, fair. But in most scenarios, it's going to be okay. Like in most things, it's going to work out and it's going to be a good day. So I think also just going into it with that mindset of like, okay, it's going to be a good day, but what if it doesn't happen the way I planned? What is my plan? What am I going to do in case it doesn't go my way? How am I going to turn it around for myself? And obviously these are tools. Like what I'm telling you right now is a tool that I've used in the last 2 years, but it's something that I've acquired, and it's not going to happen immediately. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in the moment. Like this morning, I was kind of in a sour mood, not going to lie, because things weren't going the way I wanted them to. And I think that that's okay. But being able to like realize that you're in a sour mood, or like realize what's happening in your mind, and then being able to say, okay, let's pause, let's take a breath, and then let's figure out what I can do now to kind of turn this around. It's a really powerful tool. And the answer differs for everyone. Like today, I just thought, okay, you know, today is not working out the way that I wanted, but I'm still going to put on my makeup. I'm still going to put on a cute outfit. I'm still going to go and get my Starbucks, and I'm going to make it a good day. And I'm going to practice gratitude for what I do have and what is going right. You know, I'm with my family. I've had countless friends wish me a happy birthday. Like, I have so many beautiful friends. The sun is shining. I have a house, a roof over my head. I have a good meal coming tonight. You know, like there are so many good things. So just making sure we take that moment. I think my main piece of advice for the holiday season is just take a moment to pause. If you listened to us for a year or so now, you may remember my grandma used to say, joy is like a pause. It's like a sigh. And it is. Joy is not necessarily elation, laughter. It's not always this big smile. Sometimes joy can just be good. A sigh of relief. A deep breath. So I want you to remember that this holiday season is what you make of it. Yes, there are things that come and that are out of our control. But you can recenter. You can shift your mindset in the moment. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be quick, but you can. And I think if you are starting out on changing and shifting your mindset, really remove yourself from the stressful situation or the overwhelming situation. My family is very big and my family is very loud. And so sometimes I just go into a spare bedroom and I sit, I'll get on my phone, I'll play a game, I'll take a deep breath. And those are the moments that help me navigate the holidays. So that's really what I had for you guys.
I think about it because I guess I'm just so used to having Jason and Natalie.
I love you. Happy holidays.
But
happy Thanksgiving.
First time for anything, and we're not going to know.
And just know that we April, Jason, and I love you.
We're trying
very, very much. And we are so grateful for every single one of you.
It is a crazy time of year. And I think it's been equally crazy for Jason, Nat, and myself. Like we couldn't even find a time for the three of us to be together to record. And sometimes that's just life. And I feel like really these last couple of months in my life personally, it's really been focusing all about the pause and the pivot, right? When things don't go the way we planned, if we turn to anger and if we turn to fear and if we turn to judgment, the only exit strategy for us is going back to our old ways, our old thoughts, our old habits, and our old behaviors, because that's familiar, right? When panic and when fear set in, we just naturally want to go back to what we've always done because we lived so much of our life in that old headspace. So the pause and pivot is really about recognizing that, okay, I have two choices in this moment. I can either panic and get mad and angry and fall back into my old coping mechanisms, or I can pause and I can pivot to a new way of thinking and a new way of doing. And I can just carry on. I can continue on. I can choose a different path. I can keep my cool. I don't have to actually get angry. I don't have to get mad. I can be disappointed for a hot minute, or I can feel all those things for a hot minute. But if I don't move on from those feelings and emotions to different emotions that allow me to kind of move forward and to like problem solve and pick a solution and then just, you know, head off in a different direction, then I'm just going to be stuck in my old ways. And I'm never going to have the life that I want. I'm not going to have a good experience. So, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed this Thanksgiving, or things are just not coming together as you hoped, pause and pivot, right? We can't control other people. We can't control what they do, what they say, or what they think. We just can't, even though they're our family and we don't understand why they're so different from us because we share so much DNA. We just can't control them. All we can do is control us. So I think if you're stressing about this holiday that's coming up, or any of the holidays that are coming up, pause and pivot is going to be a tool that I continually move to. And we absolutely had to use it this week. We blew a tire on our way home from Leavenworth. I haven't changed a tire, I think, in 30 years. And Grady was in the car with me and I just thought, oh my God, he's going to get so mad. He's just going to be so angry. And he didn't. We both paused and we both pivoted and we went into action and we just made a game plan and we moved forward with that. And it didn't derail our whole day. We were able to get home safely. We got unpacked, right? When we focused on the week ahead, I made a game plan for getting our tire fixed and we just moved forward. We carried forward with our life in a way that was beneficial. And it just took that moment of pause. And it wasn't that we weren't mad or upset that that happened, but once it's happened, you can't do anything about it. You just have to deal with it. So we could either deal with it and be angry and mad, or we can deal with it in a way that helps us move forward, right? And just move on from it. But really keeping our emotions in check, keeping that anger at bay is, I think, a really big key to all of this. You know, and I think the other thing that really drives a lot of like fear and emotion during the holiday seasons is focusing on the meal, focusing on the food, right? If you're worried that you are going to miss out on Thanksgiving, right, or on a holiday dinner because you can't enjoy certain types of food, or you can't enjoy the quantity of food that you maybe did before, that could be an aha moment for you. In that moment, you could realize, right, you could ask yourself, why am I panicking over food? Why am I feeling so emotional? Why is this anxiety rising in me because I can't enjoy a certain quantity of food? Right. And if the question, you know, if your answer back to that own question is, you know, oh, because, you know, I'm panicking about that. That could be like your indication that food is really playing a dominant role in your life. And that food has really taken center stage, right? Food is like the main course to your life. And that might not be the most healthiest place for food to be. So this season, you maybe have an opportunity to really reflect and analyze and think about your relationship with food and the role that it's playing, the prominence that it has in your life, and whether or not you want to carry that prominence forward. I know for me personally, when I was doing the last diet that I did, which was 30-10, and I was supposed to start like a week before I went on this grand Alaskan vacation on a private boat. And my first question to the coach was, okay, but how am I supposed to stay on plan? Like, how am I supposed to do this? Like, so you're telling me I can't enjoy, you know, all of these foods when I'm up there in Alaska. And my coach just looked at me and she's like, are you going to Alaska to eat? I'm sorry, what? But that was the question that I needed, because in my brain, yeah, I was going to Alaska to eat. In my brain at the time, food equated to fun, food equated to vacation, food equated to, you know, checking out. And I know that this holiday is really centered around food. We gather to share a meal together. Okay. But that meal doesn't have to be like the number one thing. The meal doesn't have to be the main dish. It could be the side dish. Jason gave us that quote in a podcast episode recently, and it's so powerful. Food doesn't have to disappear from our lives completely, but maybe it shouldn't play the main character in our life. And the same thing goes with Thanksgiving. We can sit down and we can enjoy a beautiful, wonderful, delicious meal with our friends and family, a meal that connects us back to our history and our tradition and our roots. But we don't have to stuff ourselves until we're uncomfortable. We don't have to try every little thing. Or maybe we do want to try every little thing, and we're just going to take a bite of each item and we're going to stop eating when we're full. We can take home leftovers if that's important to us, right? We can choose to go about it a different way. But if we go into our Thanksgiving celebration looking forward to connecting with people that maybe we haven't connected with in a long time, for making new memories or reflecting on old memories, for playing a new game, right? For meeting a new person, you know, for just finding a joyful moment with our friends and family, then that becomes the main course, quote unquote, right, of our Thanksgiving, not necessarily the food. And really, when we take a step back, we're talking about one meal. We're talking about one meal, maybe one dessert, one appetizer, right? A half a day of eating. We're panicking over such a small infinitesimal moment in our lives, and we're giving it more power than what it actually deserves. Because we've had thousands of meals this year, and we didn't panic over most of them, but we're panicking over this meal. And it's because there's a lot of emotion tied to it, because it's a big holiday, right? We want it to be fun, and food should be fun. And all of a sudden, food is not fun. And why is it stressing me out? It's one day. It's one meal that deviates from your bariatric, right, goals or your bariatric meal plan is not going to add 100 pounds back to your frame. It's just not. But it's our old brain trying to get us back to this place of comfort. It's our old brain trying to get us to go back to that relationship that we have with food. So if we just really look at the day, at the meal, as one dessert, as one appetizer, it's almost insignificant, right? So for me, I'm going to approach Thanksgiving as I'm sticking to my plan in the morning. I'm going to enjoy the heck out of the appetizers that we're serving. And I'm really going to enjoy our meal. I'm going to stop when I'm full. I'm going to send all of my family home with absolutely a ton of leftovers. I'm going to keep enough food for Grady and I to have a meal the next day. And then that will be it. But then Friday morning, I'm right back to doing what I normally do, right? My coffee, my on-plan breakfast, right? My lunch, our dinner will be leftovers. And then the following day, back at it as if nothing happened. And in the morning, you know, of that day, I'm going to enjoy cooking that food, and I can do so because it's safe for me. I don't need to worry about kicking myself into maybe a disordered eating moment or a struggle. I can prepare that food. So if you're having a difficult time with that, just know that you have permission to excuse yourself. You have permission to not volunteer in the kitchen. You have permission to not bring food to a celebration. You really have permission to set your day up in a way that's going to be best for you. And I hope you don't feel bad about doing that. And if other people make you feel bad for doing it, then they just don't understand the disease. They don't understand what you are living through. They don't understand the changes that you're trying to make. And again, you can't control that, but all you can do is ask that people understand. And if they can't, well, maybe you find another Thanksgiving to go to. That would be pretty hard for me, but right. It's always a possibility. I guess I just want to leave you with, you know, a lot of hope for the celebration, a lot of hope for the day. It doesn't have to be stress inducing. It doesn't have to be a moment of panic for you. If you spend some time before the day and you really prime, you really prep yourself for what is coming, and you think about how you want to move through your day, and you kind of play your day out in your head. I'm going to get up at this time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat this for breakfast. I'm going to enjoy my coffee. I'm going to do this. I'm going to move, right? If you plan your day out and you really think about how you want to approach it, it's going to be much easier for you to stick to that plan in the moment. And the best piece of advice that I got from my therapist years and years and years ago was really spending some time before a big event like this and coming up with my canned statement. And what this is what I'm going to say to people every time they ask me a loaded question. So, right, we might be anticipating running into aunts and uncles or friends or people that we haven't seen in a long time. And they might come at us with questions that we don't feel comfortable answering, or maybe we're just not even like secure in the answer ourselves. If we think about what we will say in response to those questions ahead of time, and we practice them, right? We write them down and we actually practice saying them. These kind of become just our go-to statement that we can say every single time. And it helps us lower the temperature, right? It helps us keep our cool because, you know, people are looking to catch us off guard. But if we respond with something that is truthful for us and meaningful for us, and we respond with some conviction and some confidence, people aren't looking for a conversation in that moment, right? They were looking for a confrontation, and you are not giving them that, right? You're giving them a conversation, and they're probably not interested in that. And if they are interested in that, then they will continue the conversation with you, with your permission. Or your canned statement can just shut a conversation down. Your canned statement can just very, very simply be like, you know what, I've been focusing on my health this year. It's kind of hard for me to talk about. So, you know, I'm just going to respectfully ask that we don't talk about that. That's a shutdown. And I always follow that, which I do say to people, sometimes I'm just not in the mood to talk about it. But I always follow it up with like, well, tell me something that's going on, you know, in your life. Tell me something exciting that's happened to you, or tell me about uncle or this or that, or tell me about your last vacation, right? I'm going to pause that conversation that they want to have with me, and I'm going to pivot to a conversation that I do want to have with them. It's not that I don't want to talk to these people. It's that I don't feel like talking about this very personal, intimate part of my life with you at this very moment. And I don't owe you that. Yeah, it's been a year since I've seen you. Doesn't mean we got to talk about it, right? We are always in control of our space. We're always in control of how we choose to respond and how we choose to interact with people. And having those canned statements in our back pocket is a really helpful tool. So just think about this season. Do you want to talk to people about your medical decision? Or do you not want to talk to people about your medical decision? And once you have the answer to that question, then you can move forward and develop your canned statement, or maybe you're going to have multiple canned statements. And I really encourage you, practice them in the mirror, say them out loud to yourself, write them down, polish them, make sure that they feel real for you. Use words that you use all the time, express feelings in the way that you always express feelings. Don't worry about being some, you know, necessarily published version of yourself. Just worry about being authentically you and sharing what's true for you in this exact moment. I really truly do hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful holiday. I'm feeling a little bit rushed into mine, but we're also welcoming 16 of my family members to our beautiful home, and I'm very excited to reconnect with them. So I'm going into this Thanksgiving celebration very thankful, very hopeful, knowing that I'm going to pause and pivot. And I feel really good about having my plan for really the day before Thanksgiving, the day of Thanksgiving, and my weekend to follow. I'm going to stick to my game plan, and I'm going to rejoice in the gratefulness of the season. And I hope you can too. If any of these tips helped, definitely let us know. And we can incorporate them into the helpful tips that we will continue to pass along to our community throughout the entire season. Happy Thanksgiving, friends.
Okay, hear me out. I went into surgery thinking it would be the only treatment I would need to overcome my chronic disease of obesity. About 6 months into my journey, I realized I was wrong. I was missing community, I was missing education from the experts, and I was missing a safe place to just go and connect with other patients who understood what I was going through. That's why Jason, Natalie, and I created the Berry Nation membership community. It is a safe and inclusive place for patients to gather with one another, to learn from the experts and each other. Check out the Berry Nation community today by visiting https://berrynation.mn.co to see what we have created. In Berry Nation, you belong, and you don't have to do this journey alone.
Thanksgiving is, you know, while it may be a time of getting together with your family and being excited because you're going to see people you don't normally get to see, those types of things, a lot of times we wind up with apprehension. We're uneasy because we don't really know what to expect going into it as a bariatric patient. While you may be pre-op in your journey, you may be freshly post-op, those are really the ones that kind of get the most anxiety going into these because they've never been in this situation before. So you may be in the pre-op liquid phase, which is going to play hell on your emotions, your psyche, your everything, kind of basically in your journey and your holiday. You also, you know, if you're freshly post-op, it's going to be the same because you don't know what you can eat, how you can eat, if there's going to be things there that are going to align to your goals. So really, honestly, some of the tips and tricks that, you know, I used going through that, you know, post-op phase basically of being a new bariatric patient was to not only bring things that I know are going to align to my journey and that I need, because you know you can't really expect everybody to have stuff that's really going to align to you. So I brought snacks, I brought my own water, I brought my own protein, I brought my own all those things just to make sure that I had everything I needed. If I would have been on the liquid phase, I would have brought all my shakes, all my things, Jell-O, you know, Jell-O and sugar-free popsicles saved me through my, you know, my pre-op phase. So those are the things that I used that worked for me. When it came to post-op, you know, I definitely brought my own snacks and things that aligned. I used turkey for the protein because I was far enough out. I was a good, you know, almost eight months out by the time Thanksgiving hit. So I was able to eat. So what I did was the one spoon method. I took a, not a big serving spoon. I took like a tablespoon and I made, you know, one scoop of all the things that I enjoy. And I just put that to use. I did that. And then if I, you know, later, I mean, cause you're going to be there all day. The best thing about being there is the fact that you can do 100 different things that are going to keep you from being near the food. Like go in the other room and socialize with everybody, you know, help make stuff, help set stuff out, help set the table. There's all those types of things. So myself, I use the one scoop method, did all that fine, because at the end of the day, the food's not going anywhere. If you feel like you're hungry later, you can always circle back. But, you know, just listen to your body. That's the biggest thing. Just make sure that you're listening to your stomach and make sure when it tells you, you're listening to your full cues. Whether it be the runny nose, the cough, the sneeze, or whatever it is that happens to you when you get full, listen to it, because if you don't, you're going to have, you know, a rough day. And you don't want to miss the rest of the day because you overdid it at the beginning of the day. So, and that's probably another way that I would approach that as well, would be to make sure that you are, you know, if you're worried about how much you're going to intake during the actual meal, you can always go light in the morning if you're going to eat in the afternoon. And then if you're going to eat at dinner time, you can go light for breakfast and lunch. Maybe, you know, skip a snack or whatever if you're going to, you know, make sure that you've got enough space for the food that you really want to enjoy. As far as another thing I've been seeing people talking about are the food pushers. You know, if you tell them you can't eat whatever and you can't do this or that, you know, you know what you're, what aligns with what you want to do. So if somebody's trying to push something on you, you know, in the most respectful way possible, let them know, like, you know, it's not that I don't want to eat it. It's not that it's not good. It's just not something I can do right now. I can't handle it right now. You know, maybe later, maybe next year, maybe, you know, I appreciate you making it. I appreciate you going to the trouble. However, it's not something I can, my stomach can't handle it. If you let them know in those certain terms, instead of just saying it's not something I can have, it usually resonates a little better with people, because you're letting them, you know, because nobody, regardless of how hard they worked on making whatever they made, nobody wants to see you in physical pain. So if you let them know, like, yeah, that it just really doesn't work on my stomach. My stomach's real sensitive, and that's just not, that won't work for me. So kind of going that route, it has been what best served myself. And I know April and Natalie have kind of done the same thing in their journeys as well. So that's probably the best thing I could say to approach, you know, the food pusher side of things, because I know that happens. Those, yeah, that they're going to be there. There's always somebody that made something that you just have to try, or they made it just for you because they've done it every year. And those people are fantastic. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, they put time, effort, love, and all those things into making those dishes. So of course they want to see you enjoy it. And it's not that you don't want to enjoy it, but, you know, letting them know in certain terms, like, your stomach just can't handle it, will kind of help to quell all those types of conversations. It's easier to just tell them that you can't. So those are, you know, just a few of the tips. And like for myself, I know this past year, to keep myself away from the food, like, I went and sat outside. Of course, I live in Florida, so it's a little easier because it was warm that day. But I just removed myself from the area where the food was, because I found myself really starting to kind of look over things and think I could fit a little bit more. And if I just did this, like, you know, those types of things, because that stuff, you know, it never goes, as patients, you guys know, it never goes away. So I always, you know, was looking and kind of trying to figure out how it was I could have, or what I wanted on my next plate. I found myself obsessing over food like I used to. And, you know, when I really broke it down to the basic necessity of thinking, like, it's not going anywhere. Like, all the food that's here is still going to be here. Like, that's just the food. The food's there. So I didn't worry that much about it after I removed myself from the situation. That can look like 100 different things to people, whether or not you just go get, you know, refill your water and just drink, you know, I make sure and at least drink 20 ounces of water before I make any kind of food decision like that, when I know the craving is really getting to me. So, you know, making sure by the time you get done drinking 20 ounces of water, you've either forgotten about what you really wanted, or you're too full of water to worry about it. So that's one thing that helped me. Also, sometimes if the weather permits, you can go take a walk, just remove yourself, like, go play games with, you know, some of the family members. There's lots of things that happen around the, you know, around the holiday time that don't normally happen that you have access to. So, you know, games with the family, or, you know, watching TV, watching football, watching whatever that may be. It's going to just remove you from the situation, because, as we all know, you know, willpower is a finite resource and it's going to run out. So when it runs out, it's out, and, you know, you're going to make the decision anyway. And making the decision, if you do wind up, you know, figuring out that your willpower is all used up for the day, you end up making that decision, guess what? It doesn't make you a bad bariatric patient. It doesn't make you, you know, you didn't fail your plan. You didn't, none of that. So all the things that you're going to tell yourself, just remember, they're not true. So, you know, everybody has those weak moments where they just decide, you know, that's it. Like, I'm going to have it. Because if you don't, a lot of times what happens is you wind up trying to circumvent giving in to what you really want. You'll fill yourself on way further on snacks that you don't want, trying to scratch the itch, when in turn, it would have been better for you to just eat whatever it was you wanted to eat in the first place. So keep those things in mind, and just make sure that you realize that, you know, you're not a bad bariatric patient. You're new at this. That's the only thing it is. You know, you don't fail at your first attempt in learning, because you're basically a toddler at the, you know, at the bariatric game, or worse, or earlier than that. Like, I know I'm 2.5 years, almost 3 years out. I'm still a toddler. Like, I'm a baby. I'm a baby patient, so I can't expect myself to have it all wrapped up right now and know exactly how everything's going to go, or, you know how to navigate all of these things. So that's a lot of why we come on here and, you know, help you guys as much as we can, because we know it helps you guys too, and it helps us the same. So we're in the same boat. So please don't think you're alone. Please don't think that, you know, everybody else has it figured out and you're on an island, because it's absolutely not the case. So just go forth, have an amazing holiday season the best you can. And, you know, realize too that if you have your support system in place, if you have an accountability partner, use them. Use all of your support system, because guess what? That's what they're there for. You're not bugging anybody. You're not, if you have moments where you're really struggling, you need to reach out to somebody and you don't have anybody to reach out to, you can reach out to April, Natalie, or myself. You can reach out to the Berry Nation page, because we're going to be monitoring that as well. We'll be more than happy to help you through anything you're having issues with, because nobody should have to go at this alone, especially during the holidays, which we know is also, you know, is usually a hard time for a lot of people for, you know, a multitude of reasons. But just know that, you know, you're going to get through this. You can do hard things. Like, you have hard conversations with yourself all the time. That's how you got where you are now. You had the surgery. That was a tough conversation. But guess what? You lived through it. So on the other side of that, you know, is one of the best decisions that we've all ever made, which is, you know, being here now as bariatric patients and saving our own lives. So if you have a support system, please lean on them during these holiday times, because it can be rough. Emotional eating will be at an all-time high. So just remember that the craving signals usually are the sights and sounds of things. If it sounds good or it looks good, you kind of have to second guess yourself and say, am I eating just to eat? Or am I actually hungry? So those are all things that I would definitely say are going to benefit you during the holiday times, but the support system is going to be key. If you have an accountability partner and you really need to use them, please do so, because it's going to be really rough if you try to not. But that's what we're here for. We're available. If you guys need us, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to, you know, help talk you through anything you may be having issues with. We're going to do a really good job this year of kind of keeping on top of everything, because we know that, you know, it's really hard. Like, we're going to struggle ourselves. I'm definitely going to reach out to April and Natalie, I'm sure, once or twice, because that's just how we usually always reach out to each other. And even if it's just to check on each other to make sure we're doing good and don't need anything. So we don't just tell you these things because, you know, we think it sounds good. We want to make sure that, you know, we're doing the exact same things that we tell you guys to do. And that's how we know that they're, you know, they're beneficial, is because, you know, they work for us. So really hope that you guys have an amazing holiday season. And like I said, if you guys need anything, let us know. We're here for you. And, you know, have an amazing Thanksgiving. We appreciate you guys all for doing what you do, you know, help and support us, help support you guys. And, you know, and it all comes back full circle. We can't thank you guys enough for that. So we love you guys, and we'll see you on the other side of the holidays. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, it's Natalie with Berry Nation here to tell you about our membership community. This community is the space where all bariatric patients, pre and post-op, can connect, learn, and grow together. This community is perfect if you crave specially curated classes and support groups from bariatric experts, as well as peer-led groups. We have around 100 classes and groups every single month, and you can try out our Berry Nation membership for free for 14 days before you commit. We can't wait to see you there.
All right, friends. If you're hearing my voice again, this will be the last time that you hear it from this podcast episode. It means that you have made it to the end of our little experiment. What did you think? Was it good? Was it weird? Was it interesting? Did you have a hard time like following along? We want to know all of your thoughts. It's the very first time we've done anything like this. And, you know, we like to mix things up every now and then. So we would love to have your feedback on how this episode really went from you. And of course, if you're leaving with some new ideas or some new insights, we always love to know that as well. So if Jason was here, he would thank you for listening or watching. He would encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, either on Anchor or Spotify or any of the major podcast platforms that we're on. He would definitely encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and make sure you turn on the notification button so you know every time something new drops. And of course, we love and appreciate any reviews that you feel like leaving on any of the podcast platforms or even on YouTube now. He would also say that he loves and appreciates each and every one of you, and that we all wish you a very wonderful celebration with your friends and with your family. Remember, at the end of the day, you've got this and we've got you. See you soon, friends.